This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Take the temperature of most northern gardeners right now and you'll find a fever. Some reduce their temperature by going to an exotic location with higher temps, while others start cleaning out their closets. Now there's a contrast. Still others head outdoors for doggy duty. If the snow in their yard has melted, there's not much you can do about what it does to the grass. We'll talk about that in less than a month, but there's poop detail. Those odd jobs not found right away may have emerged if your snow is melted. Of course, that also means that Fifi's odd jobs may have too. And, well, that's just a mess. Nonetheless, I've had this question before about composting dog poop. Google it and you'll find a gazillion hits. I found everything from a guy trying to figure out a way to use his toaster oven to compost dog waste, not recommended, to another person feeding it to their worms. I'll not go into detail on any of that. I think I've grossed you out enough. What I will say is, yes, you can compost dog poop. Should you compost it with your food and leaf material to use in your vegetable garden? Absolutely not. The environmentally sound method is to get an old plastic garbage pail, drill holes in the sides and cut out the bottom. Then find an area with well-draining soil away from your vegetable garden and preferably out of sight. Dig a hole deep enough to sink the garbage can and dump Fido's odd jobs in it. Add a product called Septonic once or twice a month. It's an enzyme-active biological compound that helps break down the dog doo. I'll have this information on GardenBite.com. If you have any doubt about your dog's health, do not compost their waste. And don't go picking up stray dog doo to add to your pile. You never know what's in their waste. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and please send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. Garden Bite is also on Twitter. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.